This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
Joy 94.9, you're listening to Breakfast with Beck and Simon. We're joined by two members of the Victorian Roller Derby League here to talk about their very first fundraiser. Good morning to you, Killjoy Division and Six Foot Hussy.
Good morning, Beck.
You've got a really sing-song name, Six Foot Hussy. I think that's how you have to say it, don't you think?
Yeah, totally. I think that's right.
I do prefer to shout it, though.
Oh, right. Six Foot Hussy.
Oh, just Hussy. That? Go, oh. Hussy, go.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. I get
totally
it.
Works. Totally works.
Now, ladies, tonight you're holding a fundraiser at the Bendigo Hotel. What are you raising funds for?
Well, the Victorian Roller Derby League is completely skater-owned and operated and completely not-for-profit, so we don't make money out of the sport of roller derby, so we're constantly needing to raise funds to be able to get new girls up on board and on their skates and rolling with us. So we're constantly needing more funds to try and get space for training and uniforms, all sorts of things. Yeah.
So you guys are currently at Puck Handlers. That's where your bouts generally are.
Yeah, that's right.
You can only sell 1,300 tickets to that.
Mm-hmm.
So are you looking for another venue? Is that part of this fundraising exercise? Well, if you make lots of money, will you be able to get a venue that is big, like Brisbane, where they have 5,000 people?
Well, you know, that's always the aspiration, isn't it? I mean, look, I can't say too much, I have to say, but I think certainly we're aware of the fact that we're selling out within the hour whenever tickets go on sale. Mm. And as the sport grows and as we grow, we need to grow our venue as well. So, yeah, definitely. That's something that we're looking for towards the future.
At the moment, do you guys have to buy your own uniform?
At the moment, everyone supplies their own gear. So yeah. When you come on and you're brand new fresh meat and you come to our first training session, you need to bring all your own safety gear. So your skates and your pads and, you know, your mouth guard and all sorts of things. When you get drafted onto a team, the league will fork out for the uniform, but all of that costs money. And the money that the league has is all money that's been worked for really hard by all the skaters, you know, either through skating or by paying their dues to the league. So, you know, we're not flush with cash or anything like that.
So you're basically all volunteers in a way, aren't you, when it comes to making the sport bigger? You're volunteering your time.
Yeah, everyone kind of volunteers into a certain role in the league just to keep it up and running and so that it's not all lumped on like one group of people.
We do it for the love.
Yeah.
For the love of derby.
It's certainly getting popular though. Like if you're talking about, you know, tickets selling out straight away.
Well, what's not to love, really? I mean, it's an awesome sport. It's fantastic. And, you know, Victorian Roller Derby League, we're the national champions.
Yes.
In fact, the Asia Pacific champions, I have to say.
Uh-huh. We're having a fundraiser tonight at the Bendigo Hotel. So at the moment, look, Puck Handlers can take 1,300. We're selling out the tickets quick. So that's good.
It's wonderful.
But until we can get a bigger venue where that can raise more revenue, we've got to look at other ways of bringing money in. So
absolutely.
Doing this fundraiser, it's your very first fundraiser tonight. Yeah. What can we expect from it?
Lots of fun.
Yeah,
lots
great
of loud
fun.
Music. And
yeah. If you've never partied with roller derby girls, let me tell you, you have never partied.
So it's at the Bendigo Hotel in Collingwood from 4 o'clock today. Mm. Are we having some bands play?
There's any number of bands playing. There's quite a few big bands playing. There's our very own Hot Rod Stacey. Her band will be playing Crackhaw, and there's a DJ set later in the night. I mean, it's going from 4 till, you know, the sun comes up, really. So
it's going to be a big night.
It's going to be huge. Massive.
It's an election today, so you've all got to go and vote. And then once you've voted, you could just head down to Collingwood and party the night away.
Absolutely. Either celebrate or commiserate or both, you know, whatever.
Ladies, we might play a track. Are you willing to stick around? I want to talk to you about how you got involved with this stuff.
Sure.
So we're talking to the girls from the Victorian Roller Derby League. That's Killjoy Division. And Six Foot Hussy here at Joy 94.9. You're listening to Breakfast with Beck and Simon.
This is a podcast from Joy 94.9, a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station. For more content, please go to our website at joy.org.au. Or if you're in Melbourne, tune in to Joy 94.9.
And if you just joined us, we've been chatting with the ladies from the Victorian Roller Derby League. We've been talking to Six Foot Hussy and Killjoy Division.
So how did you guys get involved?
How I got involved is my mum actually plays Dan in Geelong.
She's roller derby celebrity down in Geelong, yeah. I have to say.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I am the daughter of a roller derby celebrity. but, yeah, she kind of got me involved. I chose to get involved, much to her disgust. But, yeah, I moved up to Melbourne and got involved up here.
So you're second generation
I am derby. Second generation roller derby.
And what about you, Killjoy? How did you get involved?
Well, I always like to skate and, you know, I like to skate in that way that you do at rinks where you just sort of roll and you don't stop and then you fall. And that kind of skating was, I thought, hilariously fun. and so my friend said to me, oh, do you know that there's this thing called roller derby that they're doing now in Reservoir? And I was like, no, but if it's on skates, I want to do it. So he just sent me the link and here I
am. And then you joined up.
Fresh mm-hmm. meat.
Fresh meat.
What was the fresh meat intake like? What did they get you to do? Did you just skate around and push each other over? Or did you actually play?
There was no contact up until we'd been skating for a couple of months. But basically it was just your basic skills. So your falling drills, how to stop, how to skate properly, like your proper stance, just things like that. Yeah, it was 4 weeks of kind of just learning things. I couldn't skate before I joined the league.
Really?
She's fabulous now, though. You should stay on skates.
Have you guys had any serious injuries?
I haven't. Not so far. No,
I just get...
I mean, that's a good thing, yeah. But it's a full contact sport, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I just get massive bruises.
But you know what? I don't think there's any more contact than things like football or whatever, you know, Aussie rules. That's quite... full on.
I think that adds to the popularity of it.
Yeah, maybe.
The spectators like a bit of biffo going on.
It's amazing as a spectator sport. Before I started playing, I went along to bouts and I was like, this is my life now. This is what I need to be doing forever. It's so much fun to watch.
It is. I love it. And I'll be going to the September 4 bout. I think awesome. I've been to most of them this year. So if you're interested in going, tickets go on sale today. In contact with us here at Joy. They're online. You can always just Google like VRDL for Victorian Roller Derby League and you'll get their website.
Mm-hmm.
And tickets are only $10 for adults to go to either the fundraiser today or the bout in September.
That's
or
right.
both. So thank you, ladies, for joining us this morning. We really appreciate you getting up very early on a Saturday morning to come in and chat with us. And
good luck with your fundraiser tonight. Sounds like a hoot.
Thanks. Yeah, it will be awesome.
It will be pretty cool, I reckon. You can head to the Victorian Roller Derby fundraiser this afternoon from 4 o'clock at the Bendigo Hotel in Collingwood. And you can get your tickets to the September 4 bout this morning at 9. But if you try at 10... they'll be gone.
They will. They certainly will.
Thank you, ladies. And you're listening to Breakfast with Beck and Simon.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.